Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston.
Leadership is all about growing others and bringing out the best in others, as well as contributing to your community so that it can always get and be better. Businesses are also important in our communities because they are the center in creating jobs. They give to causes they believe in, and they provide valuable services to our community. And so today, we're excited because we're talking about leadership and the importance of Latino businesses. Hello, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and I'm all about empowerment and social impact. And our guest today is Gabriel Vaca, and I know my audience will be excited about hearing him speak today. He's one of the most impactful leaders that we have here in Georgia, as well as in the United States. Gabriel Vaca is the president and CEO of Vaca International, LLC, a business mentoring and consulting company that provides education and access to resources for small businesses specializing in the Latino market. In addition, Vaca specializes in sales strategies, training, strategic plans for startups, and growth. Mr. Vaca is a well-known speaker on the topics of Hispanic businesses, leadership, diversity and inclusion, corporate Latino employee business groups, also called ERGs, and serves on the diversity and inclusion councils of the Georgia Chamber and the Cobb Chamber of Commerce. He was the president and CEO interim of the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He has over 24 years of work experience working with UPS and International, and he was also the founding member of CRECER, the UPS Latino Business Resource Group. He has been awarded with many awards, including the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame inaugural class, which recognizes the most influential Latinos in Georgia, as well as in 2019, he was recognized by the U.S. House of Representatives as a community leader in Georgia. Gabriel was born in Mexico City and raised in Washington, D.C., and now lives in Roswell, Georgia, one of the cities right outside of Atlanta. Welcome, Gabriel. How are you today?
Thank you so much for trying to make that short, but yeah, thank you. I appreciate letting the audience know a little bit about my background, so thank you.
Well, I'm really, really excited about having you here today. I've known about you even before we met. I used to see you at some of the various Latino conferences in the country. Even though you were with UPS and UPS is based here, we had never met, but I used to see you at those conferences. And the first time we met, I don't know if you remember this, but I do because I knew about you, was at the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Conference, which was in Houston that year. And wow. That's actually the first time we met. And then we met later on at some of the galas that the chamber, GHCC, sponsored. But I'm very happy to have you here today because you have such a wide perspective in terms of the experiences you've had. And as you know, experiences really shape the way we think about issues, the way we address issues. And you have this international as well as national and local perspective of how to address many of the challenges as well as that face our communities, as well as advance many of the issues that we want to see done, you know, both from your experience in corporate America, your experience at the Georgia Chamber, to being a business owner yourself. So I just can't wait for this discussion today. So welcome.
Thank you so much. This is a great introduction. I really appreciate it. So, you know, yes, I do have a wide variety of experiences and perspectives that I apply to everything I do. And I think that your audience listening today is, your experience is a great experience. It is a good experience. Why? Because it's different than anybody else's experience. And you learn from those experiences. And that's what I tend to do, because yes, I was a person like probably many of us. You look at somebody else and, wow, how did that person get there? What are they doing that I'm not doing? But you know, when I thought about that, I said, no, I am bringing value to my experiences and what I'm going to do, because my experiences are different. And that's okay. You want to have different experiences. And I've had experiences in the culture of the United States, and I've had experiences in the culture of Mexico. And they are very different cultures. And it's very, very hard to adapt to those type of cultures when you live in a society like the United States, if you're in Europe or you're in Asia or you're in Mexico. So I learned how to do that. And it's not easy, because I work for an international company, and that's all I did when I worked for UPS. I did international business, and I was in the corporate office. So each of our UPS people were in different countries, and I had to deal with them regarding reporting and all kinds of stuff, because I was in sales. And they had to, you know, as a corporate office, I had to deal with all types of different cultures, all kinds of, and I had to find a way to deal with the Europeans versus the Asians versus the Canadians versus the Latin Americans. And I figured it out, not by reading a book, not by talking, but just doing it and finding a way to get my reports, because I had deadlines. So anyway, that was just one piece of it, but there's many other creativity stuff that you have. So that is the reason why diversity, inclusion is so important, because of those reasons.
So before you get on to diversity and inclusion, I'm curious, and I'm sure my audience is curious about your story. Okay. So tell us about, you know, in your bio, you talked about you were born in Mexico, but lived in D.C. and then going back to Mexico and living. So tell us about, how did you arrive at UPS? How did you arrive to have your own business? Like, how did you get to the Georgia Chamber?
Thank you so much for that, because, again, from my uniqueness of my experience, you know, I followed my path and my passion. So I was less than a year old when my dad moved the entire family to Washington, D.C., because he was relocated there. And I was less than a year old, and I was born in Mexico City and to the United Nations World Health Organization. So he did malaria studies in Washington, D.C. He did malaria studies for Latin America. So we stayed there. I grew up as a gringo. 100% gringo. Everything's in English, even though my mom and dad spoke Spanish. And we were in a Mexican household. However, my whole life as a kid is in English. School, everything you do is in English. And I learned English. And my Spanish was, well, you don't speak that much Spanish, even though I spoke Spanish at home, or I understood it perfect, you know, very well, because it's like 10, 20% of your life. So at 11, when I was 11 years old, my dad decided to go back to Mexico after being there for 11 years. And we went back to Mexico, and it was a very big shock, huge shock, because I didn't speak Spanish. And I was thrown in, I say thrown in, because I was thrown into a school to finish my sixth grade. And it was shock to me, because I didn't speak Spanish very well. I spoke English, and I'm the gringo down in Mexico. And me and my two brothers, because I have a little bit older brothers, they're almost 1 or 2 years older than me. Our whole life was in English, because we were supposed to speak to each other in English, everybody speaking to us in Spanish. So eventually I figured it out, because a lot of people figure it out. Mm-hmm. And then I went to school, finished college, but I always knew I wanted to be in sales. always my life. Marketing and sales is my edge. So I started doing businesses, entrepreneurship, from doing a magic show, charging 25 cents, to selling door-to-door eggs. I used to buy eggs and wholesale them. And then eventually I went to college and I studied business. And I landed several jobs in sales. And I became a sales manager once I graduated from college, a sales manager for a large houseware company. And we had a lot of products. So one day I decided I don't fit in this culture of Mexico. It's just not me. I don't know why. It didn't click to me. I speak Spanish, I'm with all the right people, but it wasn't me. I don't know. There was something in me that said, I'm leaving this country. So I decided to come to the United States. So all the products that I sold, distributed in Mexico, I bought them for myself to put a new company in the United States. That's what I did. So I came to the United States. I sold everything I had. I was married at the time. We sold everything. We landed in the United States and I started importing trailer loads of stuff, of products. Because I already knew the manufacturers. I just needed to create my marketing plan and start selling to the stores. And I sold to the big chain stores on and on and on. But then one of the key things here is that I did not know how to do business in the United States. I knew how to do business in Mexico. And that's where I got my education on importing and exporting, duties, taxes, invoicing, transportation. But I didn't know how to do business in the United States. What are the profit margins? How do you get customers? So I went to the local, because I lived in Indiana at the time. I went to the local Indiana Hispanic Chamber. There, they opened their arms and they helped me and figured it out. So I got a few people there. I got some mentors. So the point of this is you can't do it alone. You have to, and you want to ask people. Don't be isolationist that I know everything. Oh, no, believe me. Today, I still talk to people. Hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? What do you do here? What do you do? And then you make your decision. So I went to the Hispanic Chamber. I got involved, and they taught me how. I met a partner. I grew my business. So I started to do a lot of events, Ramona, like the events that you know about. So consul generals from Mexico, and I brought this person in the state of Indiana, of all places. And I went to UPS for them to sponsor some of these breakfasts and stuff. I said, hey, I want to have 100 exporters. You want to talk to them? Oh, yeah. I want to love to talk. Okay, it was going to cost you some money. So they sponsored the chamber, and then I had them, and they would be able to come and speak about exporting and importing. And then UPS finally said, hey, what's all this ruckus in Indiana? Who's this guy over there doing all this work international? We want to meet him. So somebody flew up there. And then in a week, I got a job with UPS. And they said, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to do the same thing you're doing, but with us, with our customers. You're going to do import, export, and then I started doing international business. My office was in Miami Lakes, living in Florida in Miami, and I lived in Indiana, and I traveled like crazy. I traveled all over the United States, all over Mexico, landing large customers to do import and export.
So obviously, UPS really saw your leadership talent and wanted to bring you in because of what you were able to accomplish as a leader in Indiana. And, you know, as Ford says, you always want to surround yourself with great talent, right? You can't think and do everything for yourself. So looking back in your life, and what do you think are the characteristics of great leaders?
That's a very good question, because when I was in the corporate office, because they moved me, relocated me to Atlanta, because the corporate office of UPS is here, the worldwide corporate headquarters, and to do more international work. After I did all my import export training, I'd sell salespeople, and I had another crisis like the one I had in Mexico that I didn't know what I was doing, and I had to leave the country. I had another crisis because UPS is a very conservative company. It's 100, over 100 years old, and you wear the type of suit you need to wear, the tie and a white shirt. And most all the people are there's not that much diversity, the truth is. So I did not feel comfortable, even though I could pass as a gringo, quote unquote, but I speak Spanish. A lot of people didn't even know I was from Mexico. So I had another crisis. And then I started to get involved with the UPS Foundation, which got me involved with the Hispanic Chamber. And then I started going to the national conventions where you and I met. And then I said, well, what is there else to the Hispanic community? Because I want to get involved. And I knew that that was an area that I wanted to get involved. So I took leadership. How and why I took leadership is because I had passion for it. I didn't know about how to do it, but I was going to do, besides my job, I was going to do something else. So my lesson to all the people that I talk to and I give speeches to is, yes, do your job very well, but you have to do more than that. Doing your job is not enough. You have to be a leader. And you know why? Because leader is not about, and you probably heard this, and I always use that. It's not about a title. I was low on the totem pole, but believe me, I founded a Latino employee group at UPS. They didn't have one. And I went to these conventions. I learned how to do it. I came back and I said, hey, I'm going to start this thing. I went to HR. I said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to start a Latino group. Well, how are you going to do that? I said, hey. Well, so I started that. They didn't know what I was doing, but I could do it because I was a volunteer. So I started the thing, and then finally it grew, and we got 17 chapters. We competed in the national convention. We won first place corporate. So leadership is about following your passion, doing your job. You've got to make money, obviously. You've got to have those experiences, but get involved in extracurricular activities, whatever they are. A lot of people get involved with church. A lot of people get involved in this. I'm always on the move, I do it because I find opportunities. I find challenges. Challenges are good. I want to find challenges because it gets me out of my comfort zone to start doing other stuff. Because some of these extracurricular activities landed me to where I'm at today. So I followed all that. So a characteristics of a leader is do more than your everyday job. You have to do more. And that's number one. Number two is people talk about what keeps you up at night. The way I forgot where I read this, and I follow that too. What should keep you up at night? It's a big difference. What keeps you up at night versus what should you keep you up at night? You see? So I follow that second one. What should keep me up at night is because I want to help more Latino businesses grow. Their families. I want to help them. I want to give them money. I want to give them as a startup. I wanted them to follow their dreams. That's what keeps me up at night. How do I could impact more and more of these folks? In the state of Georgia, there's 1 million Hispanics, 1 million. And of those 1 million, there's 60,000 businesses. Latino businesses opened 3 times versus 1 of non-Latino business. 3 versus 1. So they're opening businesses. The problem is they don't get, once they open the business, and women are 3-1, by the way, Latina women are 3-1 versus non-Latino, which is huge. The problem of Latino businesses is that they can't scale and grow to a million or more. That's the biggest issue. And why does that happen? Is because of lack of education and how to do that. Yes, I could open a business, but you have to grow it. You have to understand how you do your management, your marketing plan, your business plan, get the money and grow it and scale over the $1 million. And that's the issue. Non-Latino businesses grow 10 times versus 1 time of Latino businesses. So that's the biggest issue. And that's where I come in from an educational leadership standpoint. When I give speeches like today with you and talk to you in a discussion, and I'm invited to speak, I say, you need help. Go get help. Go get educated. Yes, you're the best cook. Yes, you're the best financial person. Yes, you're this, the best, the best, the best. But you have to know how to manage your business, employees. You have to be a leader. You have to empower people. I mean, on and on and on for you to be able to grow that business and go get help. And there's a lot of free help out there.
Well, that's great to hear that that's one of the things that keep you up at night is helping helping Hispanic businesses, Latino businesses to grow and scale. And so what type of services do you provide just for those businesses who are listening to us today who may be interested in your services? How do you help these businesses to grow?
I think that if you're a business or you have not even a business. If you work today and you're saying, hey, I'm good at this, or I have a dream and I have some money to invest and I want to start a business, you want to get some help. So I help with startups, sitting down and say, okay, what's your dream? What's your vision? And then creating a business plan for that, because a business plan is talking about who's your competitor. What are your value? What's your value proposition? Where do you want to go? Well, I got $30,000. I got $50,000 or whatever that is. I want to start a little of this. I have to get a place where I do that. So it's a roadmap. Like getting it, going to Waze when you're going somewhere. You have to have that roadmap. So what I do is I help them through that process. If they want a business plan, if they want to sit down and talk to me about their dream, how do they do that? I could help them realize that dream with a methodical plan to look at all the areas. And they say, well, you know what? I don't think I could do that. Or I love this. I could do this because I have help. And then from there, if they already have a business, they want to grow it. I help on sales training, develop a sales strategy. Also the areas of diversity and inclusion. Because you want, typically all companies will hire of people that talk and look like yourself. Mm-hmm. Very typical. And that's okay. You go into a cafeteria of a large corporation or wherever you go, you see the Latinos together, the African Americans together, the Asian together. That's okay because there's something that connects you with the culture. The best thing and the best part is you want to get allies. You always want to get the Asian with the African-American, the Latino, the whatever it is, because that's diversity of thought. Remember I talked about at the beginning about culture. So all those companies that have diversity and focus on diversity, and you're the expert on it too. So I'm telling you something that you already know, but your audience wants to know this. Every single company reports more innovation mm-hmm. because of diversity. They report more teamwork and they report more customer responsiveness. What that means is that they're trying to figure out a way with the diversity of the culture and all this that they have. And every single one reports more profit because mm-hmm. of their diversity. So mm-hmm. that's the type of work that I do. Now, I have different clients because some need a implementation of a plan of awareness about diversity. Some want me to give speeches. So it depends. It really depends. But I would love to sit down and talk to folks that want to talk to me, and we'll talk about it. And I'll give them a guide. That's what I did when I went to the Hispanic Chamber. I needed help, and I needed somebody to talk to. So I'm here to be able to talk to people.
So if people want to talk to you and they're interested in your services, how would they get in contact with you?
They could call me on the phone because I'm a one person show or an email and you want me to give you my.
Yes. Okay, whatever what you feel comfortable giving.
Perfect. No. My phone number is 770-375-9067. 770-375-9067. And my email is Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, Gabriel@VACAInternational.com. Gabriel@VACAInternational.com.
And VACA is spelled V as in Victor.
As in Victor, yes.
Yes.
A-C-A.
Victor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Well, this is great. I commend you for all the work that you have done in terms of impacting various communities and across our nation and world, and also giving us such insight about leadership, about the importance of and the value of Hispanic businesses, as well as the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Our audience is really about making social impact, and your words have really inspired us today.
Thank you. I think that one thing I want to do is a call to action.
Yes, please.
And the call to action, I get asked this question all the time: when is the right time to be an entrepreneur? When is the right time to join an organization that you feel passionate about? When is the time to be a leader? The time is always the right time. Always. Go do it. Mm-hmm. You gotta do it. You can't wait for that moment, because that moment is gone. Mm-hmm. Take action. And you could find your excuses in yourself. Well, I don't know about this. Well, it's too far. Well, no. Get involved in whatever that is. I'm not saying what it is. If you have that, you've been thinking about, dreaming about that business, and you have a job today, start the business. Why not? When is the right time? It's always the right time. Pandemic, not pandemic, whatever it is, economy, start the business.
That's it. Start today. No matter what you want to do, start today. Now is the time. Don't wait. Yes. That's a good message. Because a lot of times we have these fears and doubts and excuses in our minds that keep us from really reaching out and doing what we really want to do.
Right.
Yes. So thank you so much for that advice. I'm sure we're going to have some people to start today after they hear this podcast. And also, I also want to just say thank you for emphasizing the importance of volunteerism, because we don't realize how much we learn and how much we contribute by volunteering, and that in essence, volunteering helps us to develop our skills, knowledge, and abilities to go on and use that information to do good in our workplace as well.
Absolutely. I think that that piece is part of the leadership path that you have. That's where you gain leadership, where you're going to manage people. And what a better environment to go practice there, mm-hmm. and you're helping others. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you come in to realize, hey, I learned how to do this. I learned how to manage 10 employees or 10 people. I learned how to be a leader in meetings to do reporting. I'm learning. And that's how you get the experience to do your business. I just want to mention one last thing. I'm not sure we're out of time, but what is the edge of being a Latino or a person of color? You have an edge. And let me tell you why, because a lot of people ask me, well, I'm from Latino background or whatever background they are, Asian or African-American. I want to blend in to the mainstream. I said, no, you have a uniqueness, mm-hmm. of your culture that you want to bring to the quote unquote mainstream, whatever that mainstream is. And in these days, mainstream now becomes more diverse because it's a big buzzword, but also still in companies, and I don't like that, there's still a check mark, but hey, we're getting there. And you and I and others are part of this transformation. But the point is that you have unique culture. Like I have unique culture. I'm bilingual, bicultural. I'm gonna add value. I'm gonna take advantage of that in the marketplace, in the business, to tell them about my culture. Just like the African-American culture, the Asian culture. Use it. Use that as your edge, because you have an edge.
That's it. You have an edge, and don't deny your uniqueness, because your uniqueness is your edge. Your culture is your edge. Your identity is your edge. Thank you so much for ending with those words. That's so important. Well, thank you so much, Gabrielle Vaca, for joining us today. I love your advice, and you're always welcome to the Empowerment Zone. So anytime you want to get on the show, anytime you have some new ideas or you have some new services you want to promote or just want to just talk to our audience and give us some of that valuable advice that you have, you're always welcome to be here and join us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the discussion. I love discussing with you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.